This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ba'd. In Surah Al-Ahzab, we have the series of ayat beginning with Ya Nisa al-Nabi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to the women of the Prophet, which means our mothers, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Azwajatum Mutahrat, Ummahatul Mu'mineen. They are the first among Al-Ahlul Baytul Nabi. Among the Ahlul Ahl Bayt of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his wives are the first, and they are the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Ahlul Bayt. So let us be very clear about this, because there is a needless confusion. Now in that, in Surah Al-Ahzab, which we continue, ayah number 33, at the end Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ لِيُذْهِبَ عَنْكُمُ الرِّجْسَ أَهْلَ الْبَيْتِ وَيُطَحِّرَكُمْ تَطْحِيرًا. Allah said, Allah wishes only to remove a rijs, the sins and the evil influence of sins from you. Ya Ahlul Bayt. Who is he speaking to? He's speaking to the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mothers, all of them. Allah only wishes to remove the sins from you, O members of the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to purify you with a thorough purification. We know from the hadith of none other than Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha. Not for nothing is she called As-Siddiqa, the truthful one. That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam one day gathered Fatimatu Zahra radiallahu anha, her sons Hassan and Hussein radiallahu anhuma, and Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, in his cloak, in his mishlah, and he recited this ayah. We honor the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and consider these people also, which is his children, his son-in-law, his grandchildren, to be among the Ahlul Bayt. There is no quarrel with that. We accept them and we understand that they are from the Ahlul Bayt. But we do not exclude those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called Al-Ahlul Bayt when we bless and honor the family of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are not the people to decide who are the Ahlul Bayt of the Nabi alayhi salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decided that, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam decided that. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not the father of any man among you, but he is the messenger of Allah and the last of them, the end of them, the seal of the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is ever aware of all, of everything. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُسَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends his salat, his blessings, his mercy on the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and also his angels ask Allah to bless and forgive him. O you who believe, send your salat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send your blessings on him, your salam on him, and greet him with the Islamic way of greeting, Assalamu alaikum. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it possible for us to greet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying Assalamu alaikum when we meet him inshallah on the day of judgment. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha wa qulu qawlan sadida yuslih lakum a'malakum wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum wa man yuti'i Allah wa rasulahu faqad faza fawzan azima. Allah said, O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and always speak the truth. He will direct you to do righteous deeds and will forgive your sins. And whosoever obeys Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has indeed achieved great success. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called as being successful, because that is the final thing. We don't decide who is successful and who is not successful. The one who will judge us on the day of judgment, he is the one, and he is the only one who decides who is successful and who is not successful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who are and who will be successful and with whom Allah Jalla Jalaluhu will be pleased. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.